Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. I'm about to launch 2 new offers at the same time, and I want to bring you behind the scenes, and this will be a bit of a messy episode. I want to bring you behind the scenes of what are going to be these offers, but also how I got to the point of actually making that decision about launching kind of at the same time, how it's gonna go on my end, and just some other things that went into this decision making. A lot of things in my business are based on momentarily inspiration. And this is how I have always rolled. And I have tried to keep myself low-key. I have tried to like make myself wait. And I have tried to convince myself of pre-planning a bit more in advance. But the truth is that when the inspiration kicks, I really just want to get it out there. And that wave of inspiration, when, you know, you're just so excited to work on something, that is what drives me to get things to the finish line. So I don't really want to wait things out. I don't want to postpone it. I don't want to, you know, put a date in 3 to 6 months when I'm gonna work on something. Now, if I have an idea and if I'm passionate about it, and of course, if it makes sense for my business, I'm just gonna go for it. And this whole podcast episode is gonna be pretty much all about that. So the 2 offers that I'm about to launch, one of them is the big live program that you will have already heard about by the time this episode comes out, but the other one is kind of a relaunch and I'm still working on how it's actually gonna look like. But one thing I want to mention in advance, this episode, please don't take it as advice how to run your business, okay? I like to do things messy. And I know for a fact it doesn't always work for everyone. Yes, if you're also inspiration driven like I am, and if making fast action and actually acting upon that inspiration works for you, go for it. You can explore so many exciting things and you can create so many great products. You don't have to wait, especially if it's not your jam. But if you are complete opposite and you actually love to pre-plan and you love to take your time, you love to have a full plan in the first place, then this might feel very misaligned with you. And again, this is not advice per se. I just want to bring you like behind the scenes of what is currently happening in my own business. At the time of recording this, I have just returned from my mini vacation with my family celebrating my 30th birthday. And I mean, every time off always inspires me. And truth be told, most of my daily life is almost like a time off. My working hours are very flexible, and that's why I built the whole business in the first place. I can, you know, create my days in the way I want to. I have never followed a strict schedule. I always have like the longest mornings. I can always like go for a tan in the middle of the day, you know. That's how my whole life is. So going on vacation per se doesn't really change a lot. It just brings even more free time in my life. But always coming back from that, you know, when you step out of your normal comfort zone and when you return from those experiences, there is that added sense of gratitude, first of all, I would say, but also just the excitement of, you know, just the fresh feeling after the vacation. And that's exactly where I'm at right now as I'm recording this episode. And many say that summertime in business especially can be very slow and, you know, many people are on vacations. You don't really want to launch much. Some people are taking time off from Instagram and so on. So there is a potential that whatever might be launched in the summer or whatever you try to promote in the summer might not reach as many ears potentially as it would in other seasons. At the same time, I have noticed time and time again that when you launch something in summer, there are not that many other offers out there, right? So you're kind of standing out with the fact that you're actually launching something. So this can work both ways, really, and there is no right or wrong here. If you feel like working on something and you want to launch something right now as well, just go for it. And one of the reasons why I'm currently following that after vacation inspiration and kind of moving fast with some ideas that were slowly drifting around me before, one of the reasons is that I really just want to embrace that fact that I'm ready. I don't care, it's July, I don't care, people might be off. I just want to put my offers out there. I'm super excited and I want to like put that excitement in the offers I'm creating, because I definitely know for myself, I go through seasons of emotions, right? There are some time, and actually this year alone, I have talked about this before as well. This year, for like most of the year, the beginning of the year, like 5-6 months, I was depleted in my business. Like, I just didn't care as much. Yes, I still love it. I was still working, especially with my clients. I love working with my clients. But when it comes to creating my own offers, when it comes to promoting, when it comes to showing up, all of that was like, I didn't really want to do that. So when the inspiration came back to me, I literally just had to catch it and run with it. And it already happened starting in like June, when everybody started taking time off. I actually started sitting down at my laptop slightly more than before, and I had so many ideas I wanted to work on. Now, that has continued into this time as well, and that is one of the reasons why I'm about to do something that is probably, business decision-wise, one of the most ridiculous things you might have heard, and that is launching two products at the same time. Now, when it comes to launching itself, I don't love launching. And the reason is, it's not that I don't love promoting my products. I absolutely love that. I love showing up for my business, for my offers. I love talking with my audience. I love all of that. I love creating the videos, you know, posts, everything. What I don't love when it comes to launching is that pressure of the timeline. I don't love having one specific date, specific enrollment times, or like specific special offer times and so on. And usually launches will require that to some extent, because as you're launching, you will want to announce your audience something, right? You want to let them know at this time the doors are gonna open, at this time the special offer is gonna end, and so on. So even if you find a way around it, there's still gonna be some attachment to some kind of a timeline. And I find that really hard because, again, I just love to run my business based on, that kind of sounds wrong, but I literally love to run my business based on my emotions, on my like emotional state. If I'm excited, if I'm, you know, if I want to work on something new, if I want to promote it, I want to dive into it. If I feel depleted, if I feel sad, if I feel overwhelmed, I will not want to show up as much, and I don't want to pressure myself into doing that. And when it comes to these launch timelines, how do I know? And I know that for many, especially if you're like type A personality and you like to plan and so on, it might sound like wrong even listening to this, you know? You're listening and thinking like, yeah, okay, but that's your business. You just have to show up. And I mean, I do show up for the things that matter, but especially for things like promotional, my own product promotions and launches and so on, I want for them to be in the free flow. So I don't have to overthink it. So I don't have to push myself to do anything I don't feel like doing. Again, that is like literally why I created my business in the first place. So now when it comes to launches, yeah, I don't love that timeline. I don't love to pre-plan. I don't love to have too much of an in-depth plan, because I just prefer to roll with whatever I feel like. And when it comes to launching these two products, why I'm talking about this is because I know I'm gonna be doing that, but in the time of recording this podcast, I can't tell you anything about how these launches are gonna go. And as I already mentioned, by now you will have heard about the live program because it was my initial goal all along to start promoting it in July. And I wanted to promote it as soon as I was back from vacation, but obviously I'm not gonna jump into it like the next day. I will start on Monday 15th. That is when I'm gonna be talking about this live program, and that is like the one set date I'm actually working with. But from there on, I'm not sure at this point when and how I'm gonna send emails, how many emails, what posts I'm gonna be creating, you know, how I'm gonna be showing up. I'm gonna be doing all of that. I've been doing all of that for 10 years, you know, it's kind of easy to just plug and play with the things that I already have. And when it comes to especially, for example, writing emails, again, I just want for that inspiration to kick, because when it's there, the flow of writing is so exciting. It's so easy to write when you feel the passion for writing. I don't want to now sit down and write emails for the next month or two, because that doesn't feel authentic to me. I want to create this promotion around the vibe that I'm feeling myself. And again, I will be showing up. I will be talking about it. I'm not like giving myself, you know, in between a month off just because I will not be feeling great. But on day-to-day basis, there will be things coming up that I want to talk more about than other things. And maybe there's a specific topic or a specific question that was raised that I want to talk about at that time. And I'm giving myself the freedom and flexibility to do just that. And that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be promoting as things come along. And yes, there is still like a base of things that I will be covering, but I just don't have like a specific time for when and how it's all going to go out. Now, that being said, so this was about the live program, and the live program, it's going to be amazing. I literally can't wait to have this live program out there. It's gonna be called Your High Profit Offer, unless I'll change the name the very last minute. And it's gonna be focused not only on helping you to actually create an online course, but I want to help you to create excellent user experiences. So yes, you will learn everything you need to know how to create a course, you know, what is the exact next step to take. And maybe you're thinking about creating a live program or a coaching program. All of that will be covered inside this offer. But when it comes to creating user experiences, I have noticed that so many creators, especially high-end creators, overlook some of the things that can improve their user experiences. I want to help you to focus on every step along the way of your customers. What exactly it is that they see? How is the platform set up? How you can improve it? How you can actually support them even more easily? And all of that is something I will be covering in this new program, and it will be highly focused on providing support. So yes, there will be the pre-recorded guides, but one of the key focuses will be the Q&A and review sessions, plus the group support as well. So if you know that you're going to be working on a course starting September, make sure to check it out. I will also leave the link to it in the description of this episode. Along with that, there is this other offer, and I guess this is where it gets a bit tricky. So I have had my membership for a while, and I don't want to risk saying how long, because I always mix up the dates. I started it in December, so it was like end of some year, and I can never remember which year it was. So either we're approaching 3 years, I think that is the case, we're approaching 3 years, because it kind of makes the most sense in my mind. Anyhow, let's say we're approaching 3 years, so I have had this membership for a while. I have talked with you about it. I love it. It's like my favorite offer I have ever put out there. I have shifted, changed, and just played around with many different elements of the membership, starting from like changing the positioning of the sales page to adding more elements within the membership itself. We used to have live calls, then instead of live calls, we used to have one-on-one Friday chats, then we also had at some point group support. There have been all kinds of different elements. I have played around with the pricing, with the packaging of it itself, you know, the offer, everything. I have also changed the name, changed the platforms. That is something I can talk about for days, how I have changed the platforms for my offers. And this is the shift that is about to happen now as well. I will be changing a platform and I will be talking about it separately as well. This is the kind of decision that I have been hesitant to make for the longest time, but that also felt very right for months. And I just kept myself back because I kind of feel bad about changing the platform yet again. It's gonna be the third time for the membership. We started on Teachable, then because Teachable didn't have the community back then, I changed to Circle because I wanted to have high community focus. Then actually the community focus kind of burnt me out and I ended up taking out the community focus and leaving only the content. And now as the focus is mostly on the content only plus the one-on-one support, I feel like the platform I'm currently on is not really catering, you know, this as good. So I do need to shift to a platform where the focus is on organizing the content easily and the community aspect is just a side thought. And I still might bring in the community space as well. There's gonna be Q&A and review sessions as well. So I'm keeping the support there, but just the way it's gonna be provided is gonna be slightly different. I'm super excited about all of that. There's a lot to talk about. So I don't wanna run ahead of myself because I already started thinking about this yesterday. Bringing it back to that launching process. Well, in this case, it's gonna be more like a relaunch. And I have now, I felt that urge to change the platform and also shift the offer a bit. I have felt misaligned with the offer slightly in just some aspects. So I want to make sure that once I put it out there again with like full confidence. And this is a bit tricky because I already have it out there. I already have an active community, right? And as I'm going to be shifting, I have to not only think about bringing in new people, but I also have to think about bringing everybody from existing spaces into new spaces. And on the back end, it creates a lot of challenges. So it's not easy to like move from platform to platform because the payment system changes. And especially when it comes to memberships, I have to like figure out a way. And I have some ideas already, but ultimately, the challenge is to figure out the way how to make sure that those who are already in the membership, they actually made that decision to move from the current platform to the other one, because ultimately you're just asking them to make another payment. So now when somebody has subscribed, the payments are automatic, right? So they have already made a decision and they can cancel at any time. They don't have to repeatedly make the purchasing decision. At the same time, if we are moving, I have to make sure that those who want to stay around, they actually make that purchase decision again. So there is a lot of behind the scenes. This is just like obviously just a small thing, and there is a lot of technical things that I will have to take care of. And as I do these things, I love to take care of it myself. You might have heard me talking about this before. That when it comes to my own product, I'm an absolute control freak and I love to actually do these, even especially technical things, but every step along the way, I actually love to take care of it myself, especially when it comes to the membership. I know everybody who's in the membership, I know their journeys, I have, you know, seen what are they dealing with and so on, and I want to put in that effort to like literally take care of everybody. As I mentioned, so this will be more of a relaunch than a launch, and as it has been on my mind for forever right now, and now I feel that inspiration, like not even inspiration, but that inner urge to finally change the platform and finally make the shifts I've been thinking about. As I feel like this is the right move to make now, I have been hesitant about the timeline because I know I'm going to be launching the live program. So the question is, do I wait it out until the live program is out there and relaunch the membership in September, which would definitely be the sensible way to go, or I just act upon this right away because I'm so excited and I really want to make that shift, and I relaunch this along with promoting the live program. And Here is why I have made the decision to do both of them at the same time. First of all, I'm going to be focusing on moving the current members. So I'm not going to be focusing as much on the relaunch per se. I'm not going to be talking about it as much just yet. But also another thing is that membership is my lower ticket item, right? So whenever you're promoting more than one product, it can get very confusing for your audience. And I also have talked about how it's often better to just focus on promoting one offer instead of doing several, because it just takes away your focus. It makes it slightly confusing for your audience. You have to be like very clear and concise in your messaging and so on. So it brings on some challenges. I myself have always preferred to promote the one offer because I just love to put all of that intention and effort into just, you know, focusing on the one thing. But in this case, I think we can like take it on as an experiment. I will be playing around with the fact that one of these is a high ticket item. So the live program is the high ticket item. And my ideal audience for the membership in most cases will not be really interested in this live program. So the membership is more focused on those who want to do it all themselves without that further support per se, while the live program will be specifically focused on done with you. So I'm providing that, you know, my eyes on your content every step along the way. Plus the live program is way more intense. We're getting your course to the finish line in 3 months. While the membership, often members of the membership take their time to actually figure it all out, to create the outlines, create the offers, you know, actually start putting it out there. And they enjoy that slowness of like figuring it out bit by bit. So ultimately, my ideal audience for each of these offers is slightly different. And by launching or relaunching or just promoting both of them at the same time, I can use this as an opportunity to provide something for each part of the audience. So as of now, I have to say, we'll just see what happens. I know that the live program will already be out there because, you know, we have the timeline of getting started in September. The membership is a bit more flexible, so I might first of all just focus on that back end and making sure that everybody who's already a member, you know, gets transferred and so on. And only a bit later down the road, I might start actually focusing on attracting new people. At the same time, we'll just see what works. I'm also gonna be traveling in August, so, you know, the timeline is a bit tricky, but when it feels right, it feels right. I just have to go along with it. And I'll definitely be reporting back regarding that as well. That will be it from me for this time. If you have any feedback about this episode, I'm always happy to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @CourseCreationLab. And I hope to see you in the next episode.